Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at Foreign Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 205, Visual Marketing, Part 1. This episode is presented by Foreign Print Incorporated Marketing Associate, Lance Stratton. Graphic Design Tools, Why Visuals Matter. Humans are visual creatures. Our brains process visuals 60,000 times faster than text. 90% of the information transferred to our brain is visual, and 70% of our sensory receptors are in our eyes. We use half of our brains as we process visuals. Some people say they're visual thinkers. We're actually all visual thinkers. Visuals such as photos, ads, memes, and infographics can tell the story of your business faster. Too often, though, small businesses don't have a team or a budget to create these marketing graphics to tell their story. In recent years, many free and low-cost graphic design tools have emerged to help businesses create on-brand web graphics, social media images, and more to leverage our visual nature. It's a good thing because the business case for graphic design is strong for two main reasons. First, we engage with visuals. Take the case of Facebook. Companies enjoy 180% stronger engagement for Facebook updates in the form of photo albums and videos. Facebook posts with photos drive 53% more likes than the average post. Because people like to share and respond to graphic content, visuals are easy to go viral. Consider that highly shareable infographics help companies grow 12% more than companies that don't use infographics. Second, visuals drive conversions. Behold the power of Pinterest. Referred traffic from photo and video posts on Pinterest is greater than referred traffic from Twitter, StumbleUpon, LinkedIn, and Google+ combined. 21% of people with Pinterest accounts have purchased something they've seen on the social media platform. Image-rich Pinterest and Instagram drive visual marketing. These networks show the visual representation of your brand, and it's often the only interaction an audience has with your business. In this podcast, you will learn graphic design fundamentals and tips for even the most novice of designers. Accessing your artistic side never has been easier. Let's get started by discussing the onset of free and low-cost graphic design tools. Visuals draw on human eyeballs, and the demand for businesses to leverage the law of biology has given rise to a plethora of graphic design tools. But there are even more reasons why the number of free and low-cost graphic design tools has exploded. Check them out. Number 1. Tools fill a gap. 53% of marketing professionals worldwide said the lack of internal content creation resources was their biggest challenge to content marketing success. 25% of marketing pros said the lack of employee graphic skills was a challenge. 40% of marketers cited budget constraints as a challenge to content marketing. Design and photography resources, if they exist, often are tied up in bigger projects. Scaling production of visual assets is an obstacle. Number 2. Tools help make a splash on Pinterest and Instagram. Times have changed. Images are less about profiling product features and more about connecting with audience lifestyle and values on social networks. And number 3, tools allow for do-it-yourself images to keep up pace. Social sharing happens in real time. You need images right away. User-friendly and low-cost graphic design tools help you get it down to business fast. A Google search for graphic design tools turns up tons of options. In many cases, their functionality and usage is fairly comparable. We've curated a power-pack list of free and low-cost design tools to give your visual marketing more pop. You can find the complete list in our blue paper, categorized in color, text, infographics, photos, and photo editing. There's certainly no shortage when it comes to graphic design tools. We're going to take a closer look at how to use two similar online content creation tools, VizMe and Canva. VizMe helps marketers create infographics, presentations, web content, and animations. It has three account options: free, standard, which costs $7 monthly, and complete, which costs $16 monthly. VizMe is primarily for digital visual content. Canva helps marketers create precise social media images, ebooks, print materials, and more. It's free, but there are some photos in Canva's library that sell for $1 each. Canva also offers versions sharing with collaborators. Canva has a few more bells and whistles than VisMe. You basically follow the same creative process with either VisMe or Canva. First, pick a template. What are you making? A social post? An ad? Pick a pre-sized document or create your own custom size. Next, make it pretty. In the workspace, you can search for images, drop in ready-to-use layouts, choose text elements, upload images, and more. Last, finalize your creation and send it out to the world. With all graphic design tools, experiment to discover which ones work best for you and your project. Each tool has pros and cons, and with so many options to choose from, you're sure to discover a new favorite or two. Thanks for listening to part one of this two-part series on visual marketing. Make sure you keep a lookout for part two, Tips and Tricks for Visual Marketing Success. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.